Well, we're going to continue visiting about FFA week here this morning with CAM FFA instructor Gary Miller. Gary, how are you this morning?
We're doing awesome.
Well, good. I know a lot of folks get a chance to see you and a lot of the FFA kids in action during fair week, but that's just 1 week out of the year. The other 51 weeks are busy, too.
Yep, we keep pretty busy. I mean, especially this week with being National FFA week, kids have a variety of days. You know, even though it's President's Day at the beginning of the week, they started out with a tractor and truck day on Tuesday, and Wednesday we had an awesome breakfast. We probably served about 200 people, and it was really neat. The kids are here at 6:30 in the morning and stayed till basically after 8:30, making sure everything was cleaned up, and so we left it as good as we got here.
And these are long-time traditions?
Oh, we've been doing this since I got here, and so it's been about 19 years that we've been doing it here at CAM. And then today we're going to be having our hat and camo day, so the kids will be wearing camos and hats and that kind of thing. And then we got Flannel Friday.
Very good. Sounds like you've got it all planned out here. A lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, and the kids enjoy it, and we have really good participation. And so, it's going really well.
Is that part of the sales pitch, showing kids how much fun it can be to be involved in FFA?
Well, that's part of it. It definitely helps. And then on Saturday, we were planning to go into Afton Alps, and we got 50 kids plus 10 chaperones headed up to go skiing. And then the Sunday, we'll come back, and they're going to spend some time at the Mall of America. So that kind of helps, doesn't hurt my program any.
No, it's okay. I think kids will probably warm up to that a little bit.
Yeah.
How many kids you got involved in FFA?
Well, actually, we got about, there's about 52 in-school members, and then we have about 10 out-of-school members, and we got, of those 10, five of them will be getting their American degrees this year.
Wow, that's pretty good participation.
That's not bad. I mean, you know, kids like, and they keep involved, and actually the chaperones, half the chaperones are former members that are coming back, and the other half are parents, so, it's really kind of neat. They want to stay involved with the program, and they like stay involved with the kids.
Are those numbers pretty consistent with what they've been over the years?
You know what? We've been really fortunate to stay right in that 50 to 60 range, depending on the flow. When my oldest son was here, his class had 52 kids, and then we had 25 members right there. So, it kind of flows up and down with the number of kids we have in each class, but we usually stay between 50 and 60.
Sure, sure. Well, can you talk a little bit about FFA kind of in general there at the CAM school, Gary? I mean, what types of things do you guys like to do instead of just the normal classroom-type experience?
Well, actually, we did a meat processing project the last 2 weeks of my Animal Science 2 class, and the kids actually had a glitch with a calf, and so that calf became a project, and so they go through the whole part of starting from beginning to end to having a processed product at the end. So that's one of the things they do, and we do a mentoring program all year long with our second grade where we have about 16-17 of our FFA members here in the high school, and then of the 13 eighth graders that we have, they're involved in the South Elementary, and so they all are working in a mentoring program where we work with the second graders once a week, and we do a variety of things with them. Some of the big things we did is pumpkin carving, then we'll take them skating, then we'll have a picnic at the end of the year. So that kind of, is another avenue, a different way of leadership that they work with.
Well, FFA, a lot of folks would associate FFA with being, well, those are the ag kids, but they're not all ag kids, are they?
No, my program, if you look at the overview of it, you probably see about the 50-some, probably 20 actually live on a agriculturally-based either acreage or farm. The rest of them are all urban kids, but they find the other aspect of it, the leadership part of it and being involved in community service activities and those things as the point that they want to be involved in, and, that's just super.
Were you in FFA, Gary, when you were a student?
Yep, I was. I was in Algona High as FFA all 4 years, and I wasn't fortunate enough to get my Iowa degree. And this year we have 9 young people out of the program going to be getting it, which when you calculate it, it's about 3% of the total population as far as kids involved in the state of Iowa and FFA. Only 3% of them actually receive it. And that's a little higher percentage in our group. We have 9 of them getting it this year.
Mm-hmm. Do you use some of your experiences when you're working through this? Because I assume FFA has changed a lot since you were in school.
Yeah, it has. I mean, you see a lot more young ladies involved, and you see the trend. It used to be SAE, which only could be production-oriented or working in a strictly agricultural setting. But, you know, we got kids that are working in restaurants. We got kids that are working in grocery stores. We got kids that are mowing lawns and doing lots of variety of things to have their SAEs. And so it's really kind of changed a lot from when I was there, because most everybody either worked on a farm or you had livestock.
Yeah, it was probably mostly a boys' club when you were in school. It's not so much anymore. In fact, there are a lot more girls in the program than most people would realize.
Well, with my officers, we have 2 young men and the other 5 are young ladies.
There you go. That's a pretty good percentage right there.
Yeah, they represent, I mean, we've seen the girl side grow in ours and in state and national. I mean, young ladies are finding, and lots of young ladies are becoming ag instructors, and there's some really super ones in our area.
Do you keep touch with some of your past students who have gone through the FFA programs? Are there a lot of them that have used those experiences to further their own careers?
Oh, yeah. I see them all the time. I mean, like when they have the steak fry here, I mean, they come and call me and they come and see me. And I mean, I got students that have been here, you know, when I first started that I keep in contact with. So, yeah, I don't really miss them very. I mean, you know, the sad part is after 19 years in one place, you know, a few of them, you know, you just kind of have to listen to them talk before you realize who they are again.
I know. I've been doing this a long time too, Gary. Well, let me ask you about some of the things that go on in your program, because I know most educational programs, they're put together by the teachers, by the instructors and whatever. It's been my experience in talking with the different instructors and a lot of the students involved in FFA and a lot of different schools that FFA programs tend to be pretty student-driven.
Well, yeah, they tend to be, and that's the idea behind it, is letting the kids run the program and let them have a leadership role to it. And we, every year, we take a retreat with my officers, and we spend a long time working through what's our program of activities, and they come up with the ideas that, you know, what they want to see accomplished in the year. And so, you know, and it's my job to help them make sure that happens, and, you know, every year we add something different and new and changing, or try to, you know, see how the chapter can get involved more in the school and in community and those things.
Well, you know, in most classes where kids are excited when summer vacation rolls around because now they don't have to go to school for a while, a lot of the kids that are involved in the FFA program, they enjoy kind of being in school almost 12 months out of the year.
Well, they get to see me pretty much 12 months out of the year because I go out and visit each one of the students at their homes, whether they're have a lawn mowing, whether they have a job at a grocery store or they have a project at home. I go where their projects are, and I always see them. And then we have about anywhere between 10 and 14 young people that are involved in the livestock judging. And then we have a real large group that show livestock at our county fair. And so I get a chance to stay with them pretty much throughout the summer.
Well, it's got to make the job really enjoyable for you to be able to have that connection with students.
Well, it is. It's fun. You know, they can be trying at times, but, you know, they also have a lot of joy in the fact that, you know, I hate seeing them graduate. So, you know, I swore some of them I would just flunk them just so they'd stay around, but, you know, that doesn't happen. But, you know, you just feel like wanting to keep them around.
Yeah, I know. Gary, do you have to recruit? Do you do some recruiting of some of the younger students to get them interested in FFA before they get to high school?
Well, ours has been kind of a perpetual thing. You know, once we got the eighth grade program going and a lot of our kids have had siblings or cousins or friends that have been involved, and they actually, or even like some, I have some parents that I have right now that have children that are involved in it. So, you know, it's kind of on a roll right now with it self-motivating itself. I mean, because they know what we do and they want to be involved, and so, you know, we change things up here and there, but, you know, we try to keep it interesting. We try to keep it, you know, moving forward, and so and trying to incorporate everybody. So it's not been as difficult as it could be if you were starting a new program.
Well, they always smile when I ask them questions about things that are going on in FFA. I guess that's a good sign.
Yeah, you know what? Kids enjoy, when they enjoy a program, they'll do about anything you ask them. Because, somebody asked me once, what do the kids get out of it? I said, they get a thank you from me, and that's about the extent of it. They're going to get a chance to go, on the ski trip, which we put in as a part of it. But, through the rest of the time, it's pretty much just a thank you.
Yeah, well, I hope they all have a good time with that. And happy FFA week, Gary. Appreciate the time here this morning. We hope you and the rest of the young people involved in the CAM FFA continue to have a great time and a good educational experience.
Well, I appreciate you giving us a little time on your radio. And you know what? You guys have always been real supportive of our program and supportive of all the programs here in Cass County. So we appreciate what you do.